Czech army has put a freeze on all recruitment in a bid to cut costs. On Wednesday, the last batch of new recruits for at least 1 year reported to the military academy at Vyškov to start their training. Before the end of the year, the Ministry of Defence also plans to lay off hundreds of soldiers in a bid to save millions of crowns. Earlier today, I spoke to ministry spokesperson Andrej Čirtek and asked him about the scale of the redundancies.
In total, we will cut 4,500 places, and 2,800 of these places are occupied. So, in fact, 2,800 people must leave the army or the Ministry of Defence of the Czech Republic.
Okay, so when will they be leaving the army and who will they be?
Mostly they will leave in the end of this year, 2009. General identification was already made and decision-making process about particular places is still going on.
I also hear that there's been a freeze in taking on new recruits, that the new recruits taken on yesterday, that was Wednesday, were the last ones in quite some time. Is that correct?
Stopping recruitment was decided already in June this year, just after the proposal of state budget for next year, 2010, was approved by the Czech government. In this proposal, there is 10.6 Czech crowns cut in army's budget, which means approximately 20% of budget of the Ministry of Defense and the army. So as you see, it's necessary to make saving measures in all areas, including investments and including personnel.
You mentioned just there that it was due to budget cuts coming from the government, that the reason that you're taking all of these measures. Is this because of the global financial crisis that the Czech army is really having to scale down?
As you know, economical situation of the Czech Republic is not positive. It's certainly better than in other countries in Europe, but it's a very serious situation, and the only way how to get out of this is to save money, including state budget. And of course that defense is the part of state budget, and it can't be left during these saving measures.
Will these redundancies affect the overall effectiveness of the army at all, as some have maybe speculated?
Mainly, people from administrative and support structures will leave the ministry and the army. Combat units should not be affected, as well as our commitments to NATO and our participants in foreign operations.
Okay, so just to clarify, no Czech missions will be stopped in light of these cuts, and commitment to ongoing projects remains?
No Czech missions will be stopped due to budget cuts, and of course that there will be need to reassess some projects, but priority will be to maintain projects necessary for our operations and the deployments in foreign operations.
That was Andrej Čirtek, spokesperson for the Ministry.